Chapter 4. He spoke to me. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 2. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, and the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. The written word of God in the Scriptures is the word of God that he spoke in times past to various prophets and men of God. The Holy Spirit had them recorded for the benefit of all believers who will read them. However, there are specific times and words that God sovereignly speaks a rhema, a decree, a commission to an individual. He may speak that word through the Scriptures, or through a ministry, dreams, or visions, or in some other manner. He speaks to give direction, encouragement, correction, information, or specific instruction. However, when Ezekiel heard God on this occasion, words so expressly directed to him, so empowered and so perfectly timed, that the reason God spoke a rhema to him was none of the aforementioned reasons. God was actually speaking to him in the spirit of revelation. It was a spoken word, the rhema of God, that called him into the office ministry of a prophet. That rhema opened his whole being to the hidden mysteries of God. There is a particular calling from the Lord that is expressly designed for a specific person. The Lord speaking to that certain individual would say, "Such and such is what you are appointed to do and be, and for that I created you." This divine calling is necessary if a person is going to effectively serve God in his divinely appointed place in life. Anyone that tries to serve God without that specific directive from God in his life will find it hard indeed to be an acceptable servant. Whether that call is for a ministry of helps or a divine appointment to a governing office minister, that minister will be much more effective if he has had a rhema given to him. The governing office ministries listed in the Old Testament are prophet, priest, and king. These three are the governing office ministries of Christ. He is King of Kings. He is the prophet like unto Moses. And he is the priest after the order of Melchizedek. In the New Testament, there are listed in divine order the three governing offices, ministries, that correspond to those same three in the Old Testament. First, apostles, secondarily, prophet, and thirdly, teacher. These are the three offices of Christ in his church. The apostolic ministry equates with the kingly ministry. The prophet carries over unchanged as a prophetic ministry. The priestly ministry corresponds to the teacher, because the priests were the teachers that taught the people the law and the commandments of God. We read that in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. There are also many other ministries given by the Holy Spirit that are helping ministries. However, they are not office or governing ministries. There are helps, miracles, tongues, etc. There are administration gifts and operations of the Holy Spirit. And these are all much diversified. There is a place for everyone in the church. A certain man said he did not feel he was called to preach, but that he was called to go and minister healing to the people. That can quite well be a true statement. Some people are given a ministry of praying for the sick. A certain businessman in New York City had a very wonderful ministry of miracles, healing, and prophecy. However, he kept fully active in his business and never felt that God wanted him to preach or enter into the ministry in other way. However, his ministry was much sought for amongst the churches in that area. Hardly a week that he was not effectively ministering and exercising his gift in one or another church in the area where he lived. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, wrote, "We have made a mistake in separating the secular from the spiritual. We should consider it to be as much God's business to sell a bolt of cloth over the counter as to preach a sermon over the pulpit." Rhema. The word expressly spoken to Ezekiel is equivalent to the word Rhema in the New Testament. The word Rhema means a word from God, a word that is spoken by God. It is a word that can only come as a word spoken by a living voice, as an order, a decree, divine fiat, directly from God, and very specific. The word Rhema is a very limited word. It must be spoken by a living voice. It cannot be a picture, a demonstration, or a writing. The Greek words logos and rhema are both equally translated in the Authorized Version as word. However, they are vastly different words in their original meanings. Logos is a very broad word that means that information can be expressed or manifested regardless of by what means or form is used to express it. Therefore, Christ is called the Word of God, the Logos of God, but he is not called the Rhema, because not only his mouth, but every and all of his words and works and life were expressing God. He said, "You have seen me, you have seen the Father." The whole of Scripture and all expression of created nature could be covered by the word Logos. John 14:9. Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" I had been called to the ministry by a rhema from God long before I was ready for the ministry. Later, after several years of pastoring churches, I had a great desire to go to the mission field, but I knew that I would have to have a specific word from God given to me and giving me an order, or else I would be a failure and would be out of the will of God doing my own will. I sought God for a rhema concerning this desire. After many months, there came the day when God spoke that rhema and gave the directive for the mission field. I was no longer going on the basis of personal desire, but was sent there by the orders of the Holy Spirit. Eyes and ears open. Ezekiel's eyes were opened into the heavenlies before his ears were opened to hear the voice of God. God will not give the rhema, commission, and call to a person until first there is given the vision or revelation of God himself. Otherwise, faith would not be large enough to fulfill the call without the vision of God, his glory, his power, his very nature. After the vision, the ears can be opened to hear the voice of God. Many people do not hear the rhema of God, even though they may truly say that they hear from God. That is because, in the broadness of the meaning of logos, they are quite able to hear from God, and it is precious indeed. God would often speak to his children through the written word of God or many other ways. Jesus talked to Pilate and said some very great truths to him, which he received not. However, the scriptures also say that Jesus answered Pilate not a word, that is, a rhema. Pilate was not given any rhema from God. No divine fiat from the throne of God was ever spoken to him by Jesus. Whatever the reason, the Bible specifically states that no rhema was ever spoken to Pilate. Many people may say, "The Lord told me this, the Lord told me that," and not necessarily be mistaken. But that does not mean that any rhema had been given to them. First, the heavens must be opened unto them. Then their ears must be opened to the divine voice. The psalmist wrote concerning Jesus in Psalm 40 and verse 6, "Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required." The opening of the ears to hear his voice had much to do with the depth of surrender to his will. Jesus said to his disciples in the boat, "Is your heart still hardened, having ears to hear, and you hear not?" A hard, unsurrendered heart will keep the ears fast closed to the voice of God. In Mark 8, verses 17-18, we read, "When Jesus knew it, he said unto them, Why reason ye? Because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see you not? Having ears, hear you not? And do you not remember?" God gave to Isaiah a vision of the heavenlies. First came the vision of the Lord high and lifted up and seated on his throne. Then his ears were opened and he heard the seraphim. And later still in the vision he heard the Rhema, the voice of God, charging him with a mission. Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 3. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Serving God now. Ezekiel, a priest, served God in his difficult situation as a slave in the best way he could. And it was there, in that state of slavery, that further light and direction from God came to him. He served God without self-pity, bitterness, or rebellion. He was as a light in a dark place. He trusted the divine wisdom that had placed him there and waited on God, which is the closest way to the next step of the revelation of God in his life. It did not matter whether he knew the whys or not. At that time, he was not specifically in the ministry, yet he was born into the priesthood. However, he still had enough of faith in his life to trust and wait by the river to receive further revelation from God.